Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you are an athletic supporter, I feel like there was a joke in Greece about that. Wasn't there a joke in Greece when she says athletic supporter? And it's another name for a cup. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the calls as I'm taking you for another 35 minutes or so till 7 o'clock. And after hours with Tommy Lugar. He's already on the newsroom figuring out which house song he's going to play. He's going through YouTube right now. JR in Vermont. What's up, JR?
D-Mac, how you doing, man?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good. Congratulations on the new show.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Hey, I was gonna argue about Tombstone and Wyatt Earp.
Feel free.
I know Craig, he's not around.
Yeah.
Hey, Tombstone, you gotta, you know, ignore Val Kilmer. Put freaking Kurt Russell on the note, man. Kurt Russell is the show.
Kurt Russell
he's
stinks.
The entire show. He bitch slaps freaking Billy Bob Thornton. He's the man. Every time. He's the one that makes the show and beats White Earp every single time. But anyway, hey, I'm not a Giants
fan.
I'm a Jets fan. Really, like, low Jets fan. But for the Giants, you guys have a great either coach is going to do well. I'd like to talk about my Islanders. Somebody give props to the Islanders for the 9-0 win over the Devils last night. That was tremendous. I never call in, guys. I've listened to you guys for 15 years. Craigie, when he came back, you overnight. Appreciate you all. Love listening to you.
Thank you.
I'm from Wantagh and Massapequa and Long Island. We moved up to Vermont. You know, always listen to you guys all day long at work, all night long. Appreciate you very much, and I'll hang up.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Man, the construction is we're kicked into overgear here. I think I like Kurt Russell. I like Kurt Russell a lot. Backdraft. A lot of Kurt Russell movies are really, really good. I like them. I think Kevin Costner is far better as Wyatt Earp. It's not even close. Val Kilmer is the only actor in Tombstone that is better than anyone in Wyatt Earp. I think the acting in Tombstone is bad. And there is a cringe scene. And I'm big on this, and maybe I should overlook it. If there is a cringe scene in the movie that I can't watch because it is so poorly done, like it's cringe-worthy bad, that really hurts a movie for me. And I'm sorry, but Kurt Russell running out into the rain with his brother's blood on his hands, screaming at the rain, falling to his knees, looking at his hands, the most over-the-top, hit-you-over-the-head, you know, with, you know, he's the reason his brothers are dead, blood on his hands. It's that scene is, like, bad. It's bad. It's laughably bad. Like, I laugh at it. You ever see the Mystery Science Theater 2000 show where the premise of the show is he's lost in space on some spaceship with a robot and, I don't know, something else. He's got, like, a robot and some sort of animal or whatever. And they sit there and all they have is just, like, endless old reels of old, like, B-movies from, like, the 30s and 40s. And they watch these terrible horror movies or whatever and laugh and make fun of it. Like, that scene from Tombstone could be on that show. They could sit there and laugh at how bad that scene is. Go watch it again. You know, when he's trying to help him as his brother's dying from when he runs out into the rain, it is laughably bad. And that ruins a movie for me. Eric and Elizabeth. What's up, Eric?
Hey, how's it going? Big fan. Love the show.
Thank you.
Big fan of you.
Thank you.
But I've been listening every day, and I noticed, you know, if Craig's going to bounce every day, I mean, I think it's only fair. You should be able to call the last hour the Big Mac hour, you know?
I mean, I've been thinking about it. I don't want, it's not a different show necessarily.
No.
I forgot to do it today, but I've been doing the yes, sir at the start of it just to kind of like make it feel a little bit like my own solo show. But, because that's what I do, the yes, sir thing on Saturdays and back when I was doing the overnight. But this is the Carton Show. It's the Carton Show. We go from 2 to 7. Pete's still here. I'm still here. Sometimes Craig will be here. Most of the time, not. But, you know, he leaves it to me. Now, could this make you think, like, hey, maybe it should be the Carton and Mac show? Because he does the entire final hour by himself? Yeah, maybe that's a reasonable thing. I'm just kidding. I'm fine with the Carton show. I'm fine with it. Rob in Rockland. What's up, Rob?
Chris, congratulations on making the big time.
Thank you very much. I'm in the big time.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
First thing I want to say, last time I called in was the year 2000. I predicted the Mets would get to the World Series, so hopefully it's a good omen for me.
Okay, you got no other predictions? You can't.
No,
you can't.
I'm not in that game.
Oh, come on. You got to give me something. No, I'm refusing. You literally, you're not messing with me? You haven't called since the year 2000. Is that accurate?
Correct. I crossed the Tappan Zee Bridge. I talked to Richard Neer, and I said I like the Mets' chances to make the World Series.
That's the last phone call you've made to the fan?
Yeah, I've never had an op. I just never got through.
You can't say the last time you called, you nailed the World Series prediction. You got to give me something. Come on. Give me a prediction.
I'm predicting the Mets will make the playoffs this year.
Okay. Hey, listen, I'm not going to bust your shoes to give me better than that, but fine. Mets will make the playoffs. They didn't last year. I think right now it doesn't feel like a safe bet, but all right. Mets will go to the postseason. What else you got, Rob?
All right. Now, I just wanted to make a comment about to your partner. Hopefully he's listening. I think the whole point with John Kinsella and Ray Kinsella is John knew that Ray was his son the whole time, but he couldn't acknowledge it until Ray did because they left on poor terms.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know why. To me, it's somewhat obvious. He calls him dad, and he turns around and responds to it, and then he says, would you like to have a catch? And he kind of gets emotional and says, I would like that. That I'm under the impression that at the end of the movie, they are aware that it's the father and son having catch. That's the whole point of the movie. Yeah, Craig's wrong on that one. And James Earl Jones is so good in it. Just the whole bit. Everything about that movie. Everything about that. Moonlight Graham. I better get back before Alicia thinks I got a girlfriend. It's just everything about that movie is classic. Steve in Bayside. What's up, Steve?
What's up, Chris? Speaking of bad scenes, have you ever seen the unedited version of The Godfather where they left in all the scenes that they left on the cutting room floor?
No. I don't even know that was a thing. Did they release that somewhere? Or?
Well, they used to play it like on New Year's Day. They would play it on, USA Network or whatever it was.
Yeah,
one of those things.
I can't say that. I mean, maybe I've seen one of the scenes without realizing it or not, but no, I can't. I can't say that I have. No.
There was a scene around the first third of the movie. There was a scene that where Marlon Brando was visiting the hospital where his godfather, his patron, was dying, and he was sitting at his bedside crying his eyes out. It was poorly lit. It was badly acted. Like Marlon Brando, great actor, but
yeah,
just
of course.
I watched that and I was just cringing watching that.
Yeah.
And I said, wow, you know, that movie, if you watch the unedited version, you realize that it's one of the great editing jobs of all time because so much of the intrigue of that movie was completely spelled out in what they shot. And then they cut it where you had to kind of piece it together when you watch the finished product. So it was like, it was a great editing job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, anyway. I haven't seen it, but yeah, I am a believer of that. I know it seems silly. I think one really bad scene can ruin a movie. The other one that jumps out at me, and I'll just say it real quick, because why not? I don't know if you've ever seen the first Creed. I know they've made a bunch of them, but the first Creed movie where, you know, Sylvester Stallone starts training Creed's son came out, I don't know, maybe 15 years ago now, whatever.
Yeah.
But the first Creed movie, there's a scene where he's like kind of copying the original Rocky and he's running through the streets. But instead of like just a group of people following him, it's like a biker gang starts following him. And then he runs all the way to Rocky's house. And Rocky is literally upstairs, like, sick with cancer. I think you even see, like, the medicine bag hanging from the, like, the pole as he's holding it. And he's, like, standing there jumping up and down, and the motorcycle gang is doing wheelies around him. And I'm like, what is this? Like, what is this? What is happening right now? He's jumping up and down. Rocky's giving him the thumbs up. Motorcycle gang doing wheelies. Like, what am I watching? Like, so I have to admit, people love the Creed movies. I can't get into them for that. That one scene has ruined all of them. I haven't even seen two or three. I have no interest in them. I won't watch them. And that's how I feel about Tombstone. The rest of the movie's okay. I think Val Kilmer gives a virtuoso performance as Doc Holliday. But that scene, the overhanded hit you over the head with the metaphor of blood on the hands is so bad that it ruins the entire thing for me.
Ham-fisted, as they say.
Yes, yeah.
Gilding the lily, as they say. Anyway, let's get on to baseball.
Yes.
Bo Bichette, I take these rumors seriously. Look, it's January. The Yankees do have to move on at some point. If you're going to lose some offense in left field, you can make up for it in the infield. And, you know, and yes, you're going to not play Anthony Volpe that much, and that's what it means. I know that they're trying to get Cody Bellinger to kind of move off his position. And by the way, it's the same agent, right? It's Boris with both clients, right?
Mm-hmm.
Boris
with Bellinger and who?
Bellinger and Bichette, correct?
I believe Bichette is a, yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, I thought we were talking Tucker for a second because someone, Craig told me Tucker was also Boris. I was like, no, he's not. But
No, he's not.
He's Casey Close. But go ahead.
Yeah. And anyway, look, you also have to consider Bellinger's history now. Bellinger, a few things about him. For one thing, we all know, we've talked about his batted ball profile things don't jump off the page at you, number one. Number two, if you look at his home and away splits, he was fantastic at Yankee Stadium, and he was a league average player on the road. Put that with the fact that he was a league average player when he was with Chicago last year, and they dumped him in his salary for Cody Poteet.
Yeah.
And he went all the way to February. You got to consider, you know, the player, it plays a big part of this. You know, we could talk about Boris all we want, but the guy went all the way to February in his last free agent negotiation and wound up getting, you know, a contract with a bunch of opt-outs. But he was holding out. The Yankees can't hold out until February for Cody Bellinger. Some point, you have to move on with your offseason.
I totally agree with you. And Bo Bichette is not a Boris client. And we're going to get to that on the other side of break. I'll still take calls. But it sounds like he's going to have a meeting with Philadelphia. And the Phillies are now the favorite to land Bo Bichette. And they're saying that when Don Mattingly became the bench coach, that might have been the spark to this new movement with the two of them, those two sides, because Bo Bichette and Don apparently became close. So we'll see. I don't disagree. At some point, because they're still looking to trade for a starting pitcher. At some point, you need to know whether or not you need Jason Dominguez and Spencer Jones. You're going to get to a point where you just need to know if you can trade them or not. And I would absolutely, there is a world where you could trade for Stephen Kwan and you could sign Bo Bichette, and I would be thrilled with that world. Thrilled. They're going to have to do, you have to do something with Cody Bellinger. He has to sign somewhat soon. You have to get this thing underway. We're 5 weeks away from spring training.